It's time now for your NorCal Christian Connection. Here's your host, Cole Nevin.
Hello, thanks for joining us. Today we're talking about an important event that's coming to Sacramento this weekend, April 12th and 13th, put on by Teen Mania Ministries, Acquire the Fire. And the theme this year is Relentless Pursuit. And I am thrilled to introduce the president and founder of Teen Mania Ministries. He is probably the most passionate person that I've ever heard speak when it comes to sharing the gospel with youth and with teens, Ron Luce. Hey, Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be with you, Cole.
Well, it's great to have you. And you know, Ron, millions of teens have been influenced positively by Teen Mania and Acquire the Fire. But for a youth pastor, somebody listening right now that doesn't know a whole lot about Acquire the Fire, can you give a brief overview?
Well, I'll tell you, we've been doing these Acquire the Fire events for over 20 years, touring across America, 3 cities a year, seeing hundreds of thousands of kids a year come to the events. Many thousands come to Christ. So this weekend there in Sacramento, young people will be coming from all over Northern California, even up into Oregon and Nevada, by the thousands in vans, cars. Parents are loading their kids up. And it's Friday night, all day Saturday, Saturday night. And it's presenting the timeless message of the Bible, the scripture, in a way that kids can understand it. Live drama, music, comedy, in your face, give your all to Christ, make a difference with your life. And I would just implore moms and dads, youth pastors, I know it's kind of short notice, but you know, a lot of people are wondering, what do I do? How can I break through? How can I get my kid to really love God? This is a place and an event where kids can own their own faith. And so bring your kids, get their friends. You're wondering, what can I do as a parent to spark their heart to really love Jesus with all their heart? Get them in an environment where thousands of others, young people, they see their own peers going after Christ, worshiping the Lord. It's a timeless moment you will never, ever forget and never regret. And so it's this Friday, this Saturday. You can get on our website, get more information. We really want you to be there and let your kids experience and their friends experience a life-changing encounter with Christ.
Absolutely. It is a powerful event. And I personally, about 20 years ago, was blessed to go several years myself and just benefited tremendously. And then we take a group from our church each year and lives are changed. It's a wonderful, powerful event. And folks, I'd encourage you to be a part of it. Bring some young people to this event. You can get more details at acquirethefire.com. And Ron, I wanted to ask too, if you had a minute with somebody that was just a sincere individual, open to truth, but not a believer, where would you start that conversation? And what would you say if you just had a minute with somebody to share?
Well, first thing is, you want to make sure that you're representing Christ. So when they look at you, they go, oh, well, maybe this is what Christ would treat me like. So whatever form of question they might have or struggle they might be having, or maybe it's a lifestyle that you really don't agree with, the most important thing is you may not get them all the way to giving their life to Christ, but if you leave them with a positive impression for the next Christian that comes along, they're still open to Christ rather than, I hated that last one I met, so I'm not going to like the next one. And then secondly is really try to tune in. Like, what is the biggest life issues, the questions that they have? I've heard it explained like this. Evangelism is like a glass of water with a crack in it, and you just keep feeling around the edge until you find that crack. And when you find the crack in their life where life doesn't make sense, that's where you can insert the gospel. And so if we just spend that time and we're real sensitive, then we can real gently apply, well, this is how Jesus fills that crack.
Fantastic. That's awesome. And folks, that is really what Acquire the Fire is about. It meets this generation of youth in their language, but with the gospel, with great music like Hawk Nelson and others, powerful, life-changing dramas and speaking. And it's all happening this weekend, April 12th and 13th in Sacramento. You can get the details at acquirethefire.com. Well, Ron, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to be with me here on the show.
Thank you, Cole. God bless you.
All righty. Well, folks, thanks for listening. And remember, you can get information about Acquire the Fire, the Chris Tomlin concerts, and other great Christian events at norcalchristianevents.com. Have an awesome day. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to your NorCal Christian Connection. For more information, visit norcalchristianevents.com.